We have a great need of your prayers. Could someone lead us in the first verse in number 308, please? I'm thankful once again to be here. Always appreciate the hospitality and love of the saints down here. Interested in making heaven. I hope that's your desire as well. I have to think that there's something within every one of us that has that desire. Perhaps that's the reason that you're here this morning. Like to look into the word and burden the Lord has given me that I trust will be a blessing to us. The song verse that we just sang said, Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Lord, I don't know what's ahead of me. I don't know the way that I take. I don't know the way that I'm, how to get there on my own. Are you on a journey this morning? You know, every one of us are on a journey somewhere. Every one of us on life's road are making our way along some path this morning. Do we have a destination this morning? We heard in Sunday school a little bit about a trip that we're going to make. Every one of us are on a journey this morning. Do you have a destination? Do you know where you're headed? You know, the Lord has a place for every one of us. I'd like to look in the 14th chapter of John. John, the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. You know, the Lord has gone to prepare a place for you. For every one of us, the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, I hear you saying that you know the way. Lord, I've never been this way before. You ever feel like that in life? Lord, I don't know the way to turn. I don't know the way to go. And he said here, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So if we don't know where you're going, how do we know the way to get there? Have any of us been this way before? Have any of us lived this life? No. As we're trying to make our way through life, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I go to, you know the way that I'm going. I've lived it before you. I've told it to you. I'm going to prepare this place for you. But he didn't just say, I want you to find the way on your own. We sing a song sometimes that says, I cannot find the way without you. Lord, I don't know the way. I don't know how to get to this place that I want to go, to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I've come and made a way and shown a way before you, but I've not left you alone. I've given you something to be able to find the way. To be able for every one of us to know the way that we are to take. Peter, I believe it was, spoke unto us. He said, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. You're strangers in this land. You're pilgrims. You're just passing through it. We're on a journey this morning. And the Lord wants to show every one of us the way that we are to take. Folks, we can't. The song said, those waves are hiding dangerous rocks and shoals. Lord, I don't know the waves that before me roll. But you know what it said there? Chart and compass come from Thee. You know, the Lord has made a way that none of us would be able to get to the end and say, Lord, I didn't know the way. Lord, I didn't know the way to take. The Lord has given us this morning a compass. You know what a compass is? A compass is that which is designed to keep you from getting lost. And if you get lost, to show you the way back. It's not that that changes. It's not that that is volatile, but it's aligned with the magnetic field of the earth. It has a needle that always points north. And if I know how to read that, and if I turn to it and I look to that, and I can know, it's not like I go out on the interstate and I'm headed northbound and I know approximately that I'm headed north. But I've read stories of those that have gotten into the wilderness, and you take a certain way and you come down off a ridge wrong, and I thought I was on the other side, and there's no interstate signs here that say this is northbound. There's no signs that say this is the way back home. But if I have a compass, if I have that has an arrow that points in the right direction, that says no matter where you're turned, no matter what direction you're at, no matter what you see around you, there's something that points the way home. There's something that points the way north. You know, our world has lost their moral bearing. Our world has lost. They don't know which way is north anymore. They don't know the direction that they're taking. Lord, help us this morning in our lives that I would consult the compass. The Lord has given us that will point the way to heaven. He's given us that'll have a needle that indicates no matter where you're at in life, this is the way. We heard the scripture, I believe, yesterday. You'll hear a voice behind you. I'm not leaving you alone, see? I'm not just putting you out here to try to fend your way through life. But you'll hear a voice, chart and compass. Lord, they come from You. Job said that he was convinced that, Lord, You know the way that I take. Lord, I really don't know the way. I really don't know the way to get there. Oh, I think sometimes there is a way that seems right to me. You know, there's something dangerous about a seem right way. It's dangerous to just try to go in my own intuition. The way that I look at it, you know, it makes sense to me. It's dangerous just to go by directions. You ever ask somebody for directions? I hope you're willing to. Sometimes it's hard for us to do. To stop and say, I'm lost. Can you help me? But you know, sometimes if you ask somebody else that doesn't know the way, it's not going to help you. If the blind lead the blind, then they both fall into the ditch. But you know, there's one that we can consult this morning. We could go around all the different churches and say, what do you think's the way to heaven? What do you think is the way? And Jesus said there will be many that say, here is Christ and there is Christ. Go this way. I'm pointing that direction. This is the way that you ought to take. You know, we can look at that and throw up our hands and say, I don't know what way to go. I'm confused. You know, confusion this morning is not of the Lord. God is not the author of confusion. This isn't a confusing way that He's given us. But the enemy would try to confuse every one of us. As I'm at the crossroads in my life, I read a story about a man that was an experienced hiker. He had hiked in New Mexico and Colorado and in the mountains, and he had even led a hiking expedition of people that went up onto the sixth highest mount in the U.S., whatever that mountain is. So he had some familiarity with hiking, with directions, and being able to survive. Well, he decided that he wanted to take out on a new adventure, and so he went to Alaska. He had charted out a path that he wanted to take. He went to Alaska. He bought some books. Bought a book that said, here's a good hiking path, and it laid it out, I believe, if I remember correctly, it was around 40 miles. That's a long hike. Around 40 miles, and from this destination to that destination, and it wasn't paved road. It wasn't a path. It wasn't gravel all along the way through wilderness. It sounds to me like fun. I think I'd enjoy being able to be out in nature. And so this man started out. And he was reading this book, and it told him to go so far on this certain ridge and the heading that he was to take. And on the map, you'll see a cabin here. And so as he was walking along and everything was going great, it was just in the first day or two of his hike, he got to the point that he said, the book said that a cabin ought to be here. And he didn't see a cabin. And he said, well, you know what? The book was probably written a long time ago. And it's probably outdated by now. And the cabin's probably not there, so I'm just going to keep going. And I'll probably get to the cabin long enough. Folks, you know there are people today looking at a book that they say is probably outdated. Yeah. It probably doesn't fit our times. It probably doesn't fit our society and our culture anymore. It worked for a certain time back there. You know, compasses today still work the same way they did thousands of years ago. The Lord's compass that He's given us, a moral compass, to show us this is right from wrong. This is the direction that you need to take. This is the heading. That's the direction that you need to be facing. But it came to a point that he said, I read in the book that it ought to be so. But I don't see it. You know, people hear of an experience of salvation. They read in the book that you're supposed to be able to live a holy life. But I'm just not doing it. I'm just not able to see it. I don't have the same experience. I try, I'm not able. And so they throw the book out. They say, I'm not experiencing, I'm not seeing it for myself. So it must not be so. So he took the book and he said, I think I can find it. Put it away, and he started to go by his own intuition. He looked at the map, and he said afterwards that he even looked at the map and he looked at the compass and he said, it can't be right. This can't be right. What the compass is telling me can't be right. The map can't be right because I know I need to go this direction. And he was so confident in it, he put the compass away as well. And he folded the map up and he put the map away. I know what I'm doing. Oh, how many people today in life are doing the same thing. I've got this. I know the way that I'm going. I know what I'm doing here. I know how to go through life. I know the decisions to make here. I know the book says. I know that there's something within me that says, this is wrong. But if I turn away from it and I go long enough, I can convince myself I'm right. We heard last night about quenching not the Spirit. That voice that would speak to us, that would show us this is the way, that would give us understanding of right from wrong. I've told the story sometimes about a couple of Great Pyrenees dogs that we got. One of some pets, I had read a story in the local paper about a Great Pyrenees that had saved their family from a fire. And I thought, that's got to be the dog for me. Sounds like a good... So we went and one of them wasn't enough. We decided to get two of them. Well, the thing that I didn't take into account is they're a very stubborn, independent dog. And I tried to... We have a fence all the way around our yard. Fences didn't stop them. Because the neighbors had some geese on the other side of that fence, and they love geese. And so they would bolt over the fence and through the fence, over the fence, and I couldn't keep them contained. I said, I'm going to get an underground fence. Put a wire in around, and they wear a collar. And as they get close to that line, it'll begin to beep. And then it'll begin to vibrate, and then if they keep going, it'll shock them. So we tried that. And I put it on the hardest shock setting. It didn't work. Tried to train them, and I could watch those dogs as usually when I went out of sight, there they went. And they'd go, and I knew it was beeping, and it was shocking them, but they kept on going. You know what? When they kept on going, they got past the line. They got past the place, and now it's not vibrating anymore. It's not beeping anymore to tell me I'm wrong. You know, we can do that with a compass. We can do that with a voice that says, this is the right way. No, I know that's not it. I know the way to take. And there's still something nagging at me. No, I know the way that I'm going. I know I need to follow this particular ridge, so to speak. So I drown it out long enough. I convince myself I know which direction is north. This man kept walking. He came to a point that he started to realize I might be in trouble here. So he said, I know what I'll do. And he was trying to think logically through how to get back. And he said, if I take and follow this certain stream to a river, it'll lead me back west to a highway. It's just a few miles away. So he started out and he said, this is going to be so easy. He left most of his gear behind. He said, I'm going to go. I'll come back for the gear because it's just a couple miles over. But the problem was, he had folded his map up. And the stream that he thought was the stream he was at was a different stream. And so he started following that, but instead of going west, he was going north. You know, there's one little device about this big around that would have told him. It would have told him, no, you're not headed west. You're headed the wrong direction. But he had already put that away. Folks, it's dangerous to put the compass away. It's dangerous to rely on our own understanding, to try to find our own way. Whenever I think in my life, I can handle this. I can go this way. I can live this kind of life, and I'll still somehow make it into heaven at the end. Folks, that's a dangerous way to take. This man, as he was going north, when he thought he was going west, 2 miles came and went. That man walked about 95 miles. He was lost. He ran out of food. He was about 14 days in the wilderness. A lot of that without food, trying to get water, just trying to survive. He was completely lost. How many people today are lost? How many people today are at a place in their lives that I think I know the way? Or maybe I realize it's not familiar. I know of somewhere that I don't know how to get back. Folks, chart and compass is of God. The Lord wants to be able to point us in the right direction. The Lord wants to be able to turn us around whenever I think I'm going north and say, no, this is true north. Remember just recently with our children, I don't remember how the subject came up, but I asked them, boys, which way is north? Well, one of my sons had a quick answer, and he was right. And I was impressed. He pointed and said, that's north. I said, good job. How'd you know that? He said, well, I looked at a map one time and the arrow pointed that direction. And so north is that way. But you know the problem with that? When he turned, north was this way now. And when he turned that way, north is always in front of him. You know, that's the mindset that the enemy puts in people. North is always straight ahead of me. The way that I'm pointing is always the right way. It's always north. But Lord, help us to realize that there is a way that seemeth right to man. But the end thereof is not the destination that I'm wanting to get to. If I keep on the path, a compass tells you, if you stay in the direction that you're facing, that's where you're going to end up. That's the direction you're going to go down. Lord, help us to examine ourselves today. Where are you this morning? What direction are you headed? The decisions that we make in life put us on a direction. They put us on a direction in our lives, on a path, on a course. Are you on the right course this morning? Moral compass. Read about a story in Colorado recently. A lady had posted a Craigslist ad. If you've ever used Craigslist, said, I asked some baby clothes for sale, and there was an expectant mother just about to give birth. And she saw the ad for the baby clothes, and she answered it. She called, and she went to the house, and the woman said, come on in. My clothes are down in the basement. Follow me on down in the basement. So she followed her down in the basement. And the woman attacked her. And she wanted a child of her own. She attacked her. And to leave some of the details out, she took the baby. And in doing so, she almost killed the woman and she killed the baby. Well, now it went to court. The courts are trying to decide, how do we handle this one? Because we got to be careful here. If we say that baby's a person, then they're going to say, but what about abortion? What's the difference then? When does this child become a human? At what point is it when they're outside of the womb? Is it after they've taken their first breath? Is what point is it, folks? I got an easy answer for you. Look at the compass. But you know, our country has been deserting the compass. They've lost their way. They've lost what true north is. And it leaves us in a place that I'm wondering, and I don't know the way to go, and our courts are in a quandary now. How do we decide about abortion? How do we decide about gay marriage? What's the basis of our decision? Society says that it ought to be okay. The country is moving in a direction that says it ought to be okay. But folks, if a majority of people move in a direction, does it make it right? Does it make it right whenever a court, folks, there's someone higher than a Supreme Court. There's someone higher than the highest court of the land that says, this is the way, this is the path. Folks, build your lives on this. Psalms, the 11th chapter. Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The enemy is going after the foundation. Remember the parable that Jesus put forth? If any man will hear these sayings of mine and do them, I'll show you to whom he is likened. It's like a man that builds his house upon a rock, and the waves came and the storm came and it stood firm. But another man that didn't take heed, that decided to go his own way, that wouldn't accept the chart and the compass, he built his house too. And the winds came as well. And it beat upon the house, and that house fell. Folks, we need a firm foundation this morning. We need a foundation that we build on, that I know it's absolute. Remember Pilate, 18th chapter of John. I'd like to look at a few different verses in John. John 18. Verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, speaking to Jesus, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? You know, that's the question of our age today. What is truth? I remember working with a man that he was serious about this. But he said, Clint, truth is whatever you make it to be. Truth is whatever you believe in your mind, that's truth. And so I began to reason with him. I said, if I say the sky is red, does it make it red? If I say, yeah. If you say it is, it makes it so. Folks, no. What a sad place to be in. I don't know red from blue. I don't know what, I can't say there's nothing definite, but our world and our society, and so many lives are in a place that I've lost the foundation. I've lost the true north direction. So it's whatever I make it to be. You know, that's a slippery slope. A slippery slope for our nation and for us as individuals. Whenever I fold the map up, whenever I put the compass in the pocket or I throw it by the wayside, folks, it's a slippery slope. If the foundations be destroyed, what should we do? You can read in the book of Acts about Paul's visit to the Athenians. And it said they were ones that heard Paul. They listened to him. It said they spent their time in nothing else but to hear and to tell of some new doctrine. That's just what they did. They enjoyed it, so they heard Paul. Well, I want to hear what you say too. And I want to hear what this religion says. And I want to hear what this idea and your thinking is. And we're going to just take it and mold it all together. But Jesus came to give something that is absolute.
He came to give something that He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There are not many truths, but there is one truth. Follow Him. Follow Him. I don't point to people. Point to Jesus. Paul said, follow me, but he said, as I follow Christ. That's where the needle points. You know, I can take the needle and glue it to the paper behind it, and it'll always give me the reading that I want.
But do I want that? Do I want to sell myself a bill of goods?
Do I want to deceive myself? What's the point in it? What's the purpose? Oh, folks, there are so many people today building their lives upon a lie. Building their hopes on something that's false.
If you were saved as a child, you're good to go.
If you were baptized as a child, you're on the right path. You're on the right course. Or to say you can't help but sin. Everybody sins. There's sin all along the path, folks. I want to tell you also along this path there are some waymarks. And this path that God came to establish, He said, it's not a path that winds through the path of sin. There's not sin dotting all along it, but He said it is a highway. And a way shall be there, and a highway that's lifted up above this world.
Oh, Lord, help us to get what true north is in our lives. To be able to know and understand and have that foundation. I'd like to look at the 9th chapter of John. Actually, let's turn to the 8th first. John 8. The 31st verse. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, we be Abraham's seed. We're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? You know, it's hard to get someone back on the right path when they say, I'm not lost. When they say, I know where I'm at. It's hard to tell them you're on the wrong path. You're lost. You're headed down the wrong way. Of that same path that this man took in Alaska where he got lost, he got back and they told him, don't feel too bad. There were three experienced hikers that went out, and they, all three of them, got to that point and they looked and they got together and they all came to the consensus the map and the compass are wrong. Folks, there's not always safety in agreement. There's not always a safety in just a multitude of people saying, you're okay in this. You're all right in what you're doing. No, look to the source. Look to the compass. Even the Bereans, as they preached the gospel to them, they said they received it with readiness of mind. They were open to it. They were hungry to it. But they didn't just accept it because man said it. They accepted it because God said it. It said they went home and they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. Oh, folks, Jesus warned us, don't be deceived. Be careful. There will be many false prophets that go out into the world, deceiving many people. So, Lord, what's the hope for me? Look into the compass.
Yes.
Looking to the true indicator, the true source. Folks, I want to encourage us and remind us there is still a guide. There is still a guide that will show you no matter where you are in your life, the way back home. Yes. The way to get to heaven. It's written here. The way marks are laid out. The directions to go. The path to take if we will follow it. But it's going to be real hard until I acknowledge. I've had just a little bit of survival training. I say one of the first things that you need to do is acknowledge I'm lost. Stop. Don't keep trying to go. Don't keep trying to take your own path. Stop. Until you can figure out, until you can get the right bearing, until you can call for help. And say, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going. I need help here. Many people have lost their lives because they came to a point that they said, I'm lost. But I think if I keep walking, I think if I keep going, eventually I'll find it. And they run out of water or become exhausted or hypothermia sets in. Folks, if we're lost, stop.
Yes.
Seek the Lord.
Look to Him, Lord, would You give me the direction of the way that I need to take. The Pharisees were those that said, we don't need it. We know the way that we're taken. We're Abraham's seed. We've always been free.
He said, no, you're in bondage.
If you commit sin, you're the servant of sin. You're not on the right path. You know, if you look just in the next chapter, and I don't want to read it for the sake of time, but this was the instance where Jesus came by a man that was blind. And He looked on him and He had mercy and compassion. The disciples asked Him, Lord, what did this man do? That, or his parents, that he was blind. And the Lord had a plan and He had a purpose in it. He had a reason that He looked down upon this man and said, I want to heal him. I want to raise him up to the glory of God. The reason why Jesus performed the miracles, that you might know that it's done of the Father and not of me. That I don't speak of myself, but the words that I speak are the words that He gave. And so He performed the miracle. He opened the blinded eyes. And this man that had always been blind began to walk, and he began to see, and he began to testify of it. Folks, it's hard. We heard the exhortation. How do you tell the world you live it on Him? To be able to show them, I once was blind, but now I see. That was this man's testimony. And they began to look at that, the Pharisees. And they said, this can't be. There's no way, because we know this man, Jesus, is a sinner. And so we know, we've already made up our minds, see. There's nothing that's going to sway, so we're going to prove that he's not right. How many times do you read about in the Bible? Whenever the Pharisees caught the woman in adultery, and they brought him to Jesus and they asked him a question that said, tempting him, that they might be able to undermine his authority. You know the reason for that? Whenever there's truth, whenever I acknowledge, Lord, You're true, You're right. It's what I believe the rich young ruler was saying whenever he came to Jesus, and Jesus, he called him good, and he said, no, there's no one good but God. In other words, if you acknowledge that I'm good, you're acknowledging there's something here. You're acknowledging that I'm God. But you know, there's an accountability that comes with that then. Whenever I acknowledge and say there's something here, there's truth here, and I got an answer to that, see? And so they began looking for opportunity. We're going to prove Jesus wrong. If I can do that, then I can say, see, I don't need to follow what he's saying because look at this in his life. You know, folks, to get of a critical spirit of God's people, to say, I'm going to find something. You know, you'll be able to find something. You'll be able to find something. Say, see? See, I don't want to go that way. Lord, help us to be of a heart. And say, Lord, I want to know the truth. Lord, I don't want to lie to myself. I don't want to accept something that'll make me feel better about myself. Lord, I want to know that I'm on the right bearing. So the Pharisees rejected it. The very sign, the very indication from heaven that God gave them to say, you're on the wrong path. They rejected it. But He had told them, that ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Had a woman just recently that Katrina and I were talking to, and she said, you know, I've quit going to church. I still believe in God, but I don't go to church anymore because they judge me. And we were talking about that later and said, you know, really, it's not man's judgment that we need to be looking at. It's not what man's opinion on the matter is. You know, there is judgment. Jesus said, the words that I speak, these shall judge you in that last day. It's not man's opinion. It's not man's agreement on an issue. But folks, there is a word that's going to judge us, and it is the Word of God. Let's measure ourselves to it. Let's look often at the compass and say, Lord, where am I in relation to this? I've been amazed at how hundreds of years ago, navigators were able to get in a ship and take a reading or a sighting with a sextant and look at a star and be able to compare that to the horizon and get a reading of exactly where they are. You know, whenever you're out on the water, it's even worse than whenever you're in the woods. Because I can blaze a trail, I can make a mark on a tree, I can look for something familiar, but folks, water is water. And all around me, all I see is water, and it all looks the same. I can't go then by the scene of my eyes. I can't just look for something and say, that's what I'm going after. But there is something absolute that you can measure against. They can look at the North Star that is fixed. And I know where it is, and I can look at where I am in relation to that. Lord, help me to look and examine, where am I? In relation to where you are, in relation to where your word is. The message to Belshazzar was, you've been weighed and you're found wanting. You've been weighed against the word of God and you're not there. Can we examine ourselves this morning? Am I on the path? Am I on the right way? Amos says that God will put a plumb line in the midst of us. Something to measure myself against. Not man's opinions, not my opinions, but Lord, I'm going to look at that line. I'm going to look at what you've given me. It says, this is what's absolutely right. Lord, that doesn't change. It doesn't matter what the courts say. It doesn't matter what the nation says. Lord, this doesn't change. It's a firm foundation to be able to build my life upon. Light to close in the book of Proverbs. Familiar scripture in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Trust in the Lord, the 5th verse, with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Whenever I acknowledge, Lord, I don't know the way. Lord, I can't find the way alone. I need Your guidance. Whenever I look unto Him and I look unto His Word and I'm willing to conform myself to what His requirements and His Word are. Oh, we heard about the Word. We heard about the Spirit that'll guide us in the way that we are to take. That'll say this is the way, walking in it. Folks, I believe the Lord has done everything that He can to show us this is how you get to heaven. I don't want to see you lost. I don't want you to veer off on the wrong path. Oh, folks, sometimes people I've heard say, you know, I finally just embraced who I am. I finally just embraced this thing that I used to think was sin in my life, and I feel so free. I feel so liberated. I finally just acknowledged, okay, I'm just going to accept that. Folks, the Scripture talks about a conscience that is seared. It's something that I've deceived myself. I've turned the dial on the compass to make it read what I want to read. And I look at that now and I say, oh, I'm in a good way. I'm right where I want to be, but all the while, I'm headed west instead of going north. Folks, the Lord is doing everything that He can. I believe in this meeting and our lives to point to places to say, you shouldn't be seeing that on this road. You're off the way. You're not taking the right path. You know, whenever you're selling, you can be off by just a half a degree, by just a little bit. And I don't have a tree, like I said, to look at. And if I keep going on that course and I don't correct my course, folks, I'll be far off. By the time I get to the other side of the ocean, I'll be a long ways from where I want to go. Folks, we're sailing today on the ocean of life. And the Lord has a compass for us, a sextant, everything that I need to be able to get to the other side and hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You found it, folks. Do you want to hear that? Do you want to be able to look back and say, I made it, praise God. By the grace of God, I made it. Oh, when the devil tried to veer me off, when he tried to get me over on this tangent and on that tangent, I look back to the Word and it guided me safely through. Folks, we have that assurance. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God. He will direct your path. He will guide your steps. Folks, He wants us, I believe, even more than we can want in ourselves. I want you to make heaven. To every one of us here today, the Lord wants you to make heaven. The Lord wants you to be able to walk down this highway of holiness. Oh, don't listen to the voice of the enemy. Don't listen to your own reasoning. Let's look this morning to the compass. Lord, I need something in my life. I see so much is going on around me. Sometimes I've looked at it and I thought, Lord, how do people swallow this kind of thinking? Lord, how do so many people, folks, even those that have been among the saints, that have known and have had understanding, and I think, Lord, if they preach this gospel and they themselves went away, what's the hope for me? Folks, there is hope for me. But it's don't throw away the compass. Don't lose sight of where true north is. Don't begin to veer off, and if you do, course correct. Bring yourself back in line. Lord, I've started to stray. I started to go off course a little bit. Lord, would you bring me back? You know the Lord knows just how to do that. Oh, I need something. Folks, we need something individually as the church of God. We need something in this dark world. Lord, show us the right way. Lord, if I know the right way, if I know the right direction, Lord, I'll stand there, but I need to know. I need a foundation that I can stand on to know I'm in the right way and then not be moved away from it. Oh, regardless of what the opinion polls say. Regardless of the news headlines that say now a majority of Americans embrace this or accept that. No matter what the rulings of the Supreme Court are, Lord, I found a way. I found something that guides me. I found something that I can look at in my heart and life whenever I've got questions. You know, we're going to have questions. We're going to come to places that I think I don't know. The place that man got lost, he said there were three forks in the trail. There were three ways that he could have gone, I guess, shortly before that. But he didn't have the compass. He didn't have the map to be able to look at. Folks, we're going to face forks. We're going to face decisions. Places in our lives that, Lord, I need to know. The Lord will be faithful to guide every one of us. Let's stand and have a song this morning. And if I find myself in a place to say, I don't know where I'm at. Lord, I don't know the direction that I'm headed. Let's come to the Lord, and the Lord will give us a compass that will show us the way.